Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, That Day is Today.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building, on the day when Lot left Sodom. Fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them. And likewise, the one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve her life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left. And they said to him in reply, Where, Lord? He said to them, Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather. Do you make lists? I do. Lots of them. Listening to this passage, Jesus seems to be saying, What I am talking about is not on the list. The on that day isn't something linear. It is not planned for or predicted. In fact, it may not even be something cataclysmic, like a flood that covers the earth or fire and brimstone raining from the sky. The day of revealing God's reign is every day, in the daily grinding of meal, and the simple sleeping through the night. God's reign reveals in the loosening of our grip, in the emptying of ourselves, in the losing life rather than preserving it. This kind of openness to expansion and becoming is not exactly linear. This emptying, loosening of our grip is less task and more presence. How ironic. To lose ourselves, we must choose to be present. Such as Christ is present. Present to those who weep, for those who laugh, to those who suffer, to those who cause the suffering, to those who plant, to those who harvest, to those who hunger, to those who long to belong. For Christ teaches us, though he was in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself to become one like us. So we must do, disciples that we are. These verses seem to be saying, on that day is today. It is each day as we loosen our grip on getting it right and choose instead the learning for authentically being present. This is the reign of God here and now, when as disciples all, we end the grasping to ourselves and empty and become one with others for the life of the world. Indeed, Jesus is saying, this is not on a list, for I've placed it on your heart, in your mind, and on your soul as my disciple.